$7 too? Okay, I want to make sure I wasn't screwing up. Renvela, two with each meal. Dialyvite, vitamins, one daily. Review of systems. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. He wears glasses for vision and, or for distance and for reading. He has dentures, no hearing difficulties. Respiratory, no wheezing, shortness of breath, or cough. Cardiovascular, no current chest pain, palpitations, orthopnea. Mild shortness of breath on extreme exertion, such as climbing stairs. Gastrointestinal, no heartburn, diarrhea, constipation, melena. GU, still urinates very rarely, one time a day, possibly 2 to 3 ounces at a time. He does have a left below the knee prosthesis. Objective physical examination. General, the patient is alert and oriented, very cheerful and cooperative. Blood pressure, 130 over 42, pulse 76 and regular. Current dry weight is 110 kilograms, and that's been very stable. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, within normal limits. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, no jugular venous distension, no carotid rues. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no ascites or organomegaly. Heart, S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm, no rubs or murmurs. Lungs are clear with bilateral equal excursion. Extremities, he has the left below the knee prosthesis, and right foot, one plus pulse. And the right upper extremity AV fistula has good thrill and bruit, good flow rates. The left upper extremity fistula is firm to touch. There is a thrill and bruit still, non-tender to palpation. The left radial pulse is less than one plus palpable. The right is 2+, even with needles in. Assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease on maintenance hemodialysis. Wait a minute. Diagnostic studies done January 2012-13. Albumin 3.5. Hemoglobin 11. Carbon dioxide 25. Potassium 4.6. Phosphorus 4.8. Intact parathyroid hormone 507. Urea reduction rate 65% with KT/B at 1.29. Assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease on maintenance hemodialysis. We'll continue the current dialysis 3 times a week at 3 hours 45 minutes. Hypertension, stable. Diabetes. Fairly well controlled with last hemoglobin A1C of 6.8 in November of 2012. Cardiac, no recent chest pain, no orthopnea or fluid overload symptoms. And this will be Mary Stunner, Certified Nurse Practitioner, or CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.